Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Christian Counseling Survivors of Trauma podcast. I am your host, Akayami McCoy. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I sure hope you decide to come back for future episodes. The information being shared on this podcast is not meant to be a replacement or a substitute for a therapy with a licensed mental health professional. All the information being shared on this podcast is for educational purposes only. It may be delivered to you by a mental health professional, trauma survivor, or others who wish to share some information with you. If you'd like to get to know me more, you can check my website out at www.life-counseling-transitions.com. You can also check me out on Twitter at Akayami Speaks. That's AKIAMISPEAKS. You can also join me on my Facebook group, which is titled Christian Counseling for Survivors of Trauma. It's a very interactive group, and you can share, post, or just sit back and read what other people have posted. All right, sit back and relax and enjoy this episode. Thank you for joining me for episode number 5, de-escalation. When we think about situations all across the country, there are a whole lot of events where people are very much escalated. They're angry, they're fighting, they're hurting one another. And most of the time, it's because most people lack a characteristic like gentleness. Gentleness is not something that is considered to be a weakness. Actually, gentleness is strength under control. Many of us, when we become angry or upset, we're usually out of control. We'll say things that we don't really want to say. We'll do things that we may not really want to do. But it's hard to calm us down, and it's hard to de-escalate a situation because our emotions are out of control. Well, it's important that each and every one of us have some ability to calm ourselves. We need to develop gentle spirits. And again, gentleness is not a form of weakness. It's actually a form of strength. Putting our aggressive verbal and physical behaviors under control. And when you learn to be able to de-escalate a situation, what you're actually needing to do is to mirror back what other people or what you want other people to feel. So if you come up on someone that is very angry, it would not be in anyone's best interest for you to react to them the same way they're reacting to you. The way to do it is when you see somebody whose voice is elevated, the best way to help them to reduce that is to lower your voice. So if they're high up, you stay low. And that way you could help diffuse the situation. Now, I know many people probably won't believe this or won't want to hear what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to tell you what the benefits are to having a more gentle spirit. One thing about a person that has a characteristic of gentleness, they're easily able to resolve conflict. A person who's gentle is extremely persuasive. They're very calm in their nature. They are able to diffuse a lot of different situations. And the thing about gentleness is just something that will usually make people curious about who that person is. If someone is screaming at the top of their lungs and just upset and angry and blurting out things that they really probably shouldn't be saying. And somebody comes up to them and they recognize that this person is angry and they validate their feelings and they offer help and assistance. Most of the time, the person that is elevated or escalated will get a little confused. They'll get confused because somebody's actually inquiring about how to help them. Because what may have been going on prior to them coming up to them is nobody was hearing what they were asking for. They may have been feeling like they weren't being heard. They may have felt like they weren't getting the help that they needed. And finally, somebody comes up to them and says, "Wow, I can see that you're upset and angry. What can I do to help you?" Just a statement like that is enough to diffuse a situation long enough for somebody to be able to tell you what it is that they need. Doesn't mean that you'll be able to solve their problem. It just means that at least you're willing to hear what's bothering them. So gentleness has a way of resolving a problem or conflict. Another thing about being gentle and having a gentle spirit is I have yet to see anybody with that gentle spirit that I didn't find attractive. It's a very attractive thing to see in somebody. And I'm not talking about physical attributes of a person. I'm talking about a gentle spirit becoming, it's like it draws you in. Is very attractive because most times people are very attracted to a calm, gentle spirit, regardless of what they look like, because that's the only way that I'm going to be able to hear what's being said is if I'm pulled into or I'm attracted to the nature of the person that is approaching me. So it can be very attractive to have that type of a characteristic. Even if the characteristic or the motivation behind it is not the best, just the way that somebody approaches someone can help diffuse a very escalated situation. There are places all across the country that offer equine therapy. And equine means like horses. And you'll find sometimes that they will take people that have a prison sentence or maybe juveniles who are very aggressive and get into a lot of trouble, they'll send them to a ranch. And the ranch is usually a place where there are wild horses that have been tamed. And when they're at these equine farms or ranches, they have to be able to connect with these wild horses. And a wild horse, will not let you come near it if it detects negative energy. So the moment you walk towards a horse and you are pent up with anger and aggressiveness and mistrust and just a whole lot of negative energy, that horse will sense that. Have you ever heard about people saying, don't let a dog know that you're scared because they'll come at you if they recognize that you're scared? The same thing applies. Dogs and certain animals sense fear. They sense anger. They sense aggression. Because all it is energy. And if your energy is something that threatens them or causes them to feel threatened, they're going to do whatever they can to keep you from getting close to it. So you have to learn how to modify your energy. And that means recognizing that you have this negative energy in you and then doing something to reduce it. That might be deep breathing, relaxation, some type of relaxation technique, anything that will calm the energy that you have. And sometimes it is just as simple as taking deep, calming, seriously deep breaths, calming your heart rate and your breathing and all of that. But until you actually learn how to do that, you would never be able to get close to any wild animal or wild horse, wild dog, or anything like that until you're able to recognize and manage the way you are feeling. So it's just pretty much taming your own inner animal, because anyone can feel tension in the air because it's energy. Have you ever been in a room where somebody says, oh my gosh, I can feel a tension in here? Because that's energy. And energy is alive, is all over the place. And when you are in the presence of someone who has a gentle spirit, then that energy draws you in. But if somebody detects anything other than that, they may not want to be around you. So that's why it's very important to learn how to tame the negative animal within each one of us. And that takes practice, but it is something that can be done. You want to know something else that a gentle spirit is able to convey to somebody that might be angry or aggressive or escalated? A gentle spirit communicates to people a sense of love. And I'm not talking about the love like, I love you, I'm attracted to you, that type of love. I'm talking about something that shows that you care about a person, even if you're not happy about the behavior that they're displaying. To love someone is to want to cause no harm. To love someone is to notice, yes, their behavior, but serve them in a way that you would want to be served. So you don't have to be okay with anything that they do, but you show love, meaning respect for them being a human, by helping them to resolve whatever it is that they're dealing with. And if you're not able to resolve or solve the problem that they may have, you can at least be able to point them in a direction or give them a resource that might assist with their problem. So you want to be able to communicate that to people that you're trying to de-escalate. And that's what you'll probably be looking for from other people. Someone that's going to treat you like a human and not dehumanize you or treat you less than who you are. Because gentleness deserves A gentle spirit will give people respect, rather. Everybody deserves respect. Even if they're not being respectful, they still deserve respect because they're human. And the only way that you could help control a situation is that you show respect and love toward others. It also is a good way to model behavior for anybody that might be around you or watching how you handle a situation. There's always people watching how we respond. Always. Whether you know that you're being watched or not. And today, in this society with social media, somebody's always going to be pointing a camera at you or their cell phone at you to upload or to post. So the best thing to show them is a gentle spirit and how to de-escalate bad situations. And we do that through gentleness. And myself as a Christian, yes, I'm always considering who's watching me because I am a witness to Jesus Christ. And if I am a follower of Christ, that means I'm trying to imitate Christ and the way he behaved everywhere he went. He was always provoked. The enemy was always coming after him. But he never allowed himself to come out of character. And so he always showed gentleness no matter what. So my desire is to be like Jesus and always show gentleness and always have a gentle spirit, even if I'm not happy about the situation. So I would like for you to challenge yourself in how you respond to escalated situations. You'll never ever get your point across by being mean or being disrespectful. The best way to get a point across is to show love and show respect to any situation, to any crisis event that you might come across. Because a gentle word diffuses wrath. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I want to leave you with a few quotes and scriptures that you could possibly use to remind yourself of how to respond to escalated situations. I always said, the word of God relaxes me better than a glass of wine. The word of God energizes me better than a cup of coffee. There is no harmful side effects with the word of God. So I'm going to give you some of these scriptures that might help you. One is coming from Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. That scripture alone has so much fruit in it. And those are the type of fruit that you want to always display. So learn to be gentle. Learn to not be judgmental. Learn to assist people when they are in need and they are escalated because it's not a place they really want to be. Assist people with finding their way to diffuse, finding a way to become calm. And when you do that, what you'll do is you'll mirror the image that you want them to display. All right. Well, I'm going to leave you there with that information and that word. And I hope that it helps. I hope that you decide to favorite this podcast, share this episode, and come back for future episodes. All right, until the next time, good mental health, good spiritual health.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.